Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, about to do the happy hour reunion with Hal Sparks, Chris.
Uh-huh.
This is pressure for a woman.
I know.
To get together with a sex symbol like Hal Sparks, who I haven't seen in person in a few years,
mm-hmm.
and Twitter has deemed me 35 years old. I needed Plexiderm immediately. Let me explain. Okay. When you smiling, look at that. Smile. Nice. What do you see? Puffiness, wrinkles.
Yeah, some crow's feet there.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Listen. Under eye puffiness, wrinkles. You've heard about remedies over the years. I'm telling you, Plexiderm. They use hemorrhoid cream, tea bags. None of that works.
No.
What works is Plexiderm. I'm not talking about days or weeks. Plexiderm is clinically studied serum that visibly eliminates under eye bags and wrinkles from view in minutes. Did you hear that? In minutes. It's going to work before I start this with Hal Sparks. The science behind Plexiderm is incredible. Clinical studies to back it up. If you look older and tired because of crow's feet, wrinkles, under eye bags, yeah, can't check that baggage, man.
Not at all.
You got to use Plexiderm. See for yourself. Watch a real life video with real people. See how fast crow's feet, wrinkles, under eye bags disappear.
Oh my God.
Doodle-loot.
Your eyes are improving.
Oh,
as we this is crazy.
Thank you. Those results are backed up by Plexiderm's 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Go to tryplexiderm.com. Use the promo code SEXYLIBERAL for my discount. Tryplexiderm.com, code SEXYLIBERAL, or call 1-800-685-1292 and mention SEXYLIBERAL. Okay, all the years have melted away, Chris. Here comes Hal Sparks.
You look so young.
Oh my God. Darren is back on Bewitched. Hi, Darren. We already used Bobby getting out of the shower on you.
That's right.
Hal Sparks is here.
Yeah.
That's happening.
The OG sexy liberal.
That's right.
The original sexy liberal.
Mm-hmm. Hello, people. Hello, hello, beautifuls. How are you? Let me tickle your eardrums once again. Settle in. Pull the blankets up high. Loosen your belt.
I told Sean, just start recording. When Hal Sparks is here, start recording.
That's right.
Because we already wasted our Carol Channing impression.
That's right. That's right. Well, believe me, there's plenty of gold. We're not going to lose
because
anything.
Because I put on false eyelashes for you.
Yeah,
we're gonna tell our whole love story.
That's right.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
That's right. Do we have the...
But you were talking about the Carol Channing war.
That's right.
Yeah, I saw the effect that you have on women on tour.
Of course.
But I put on false eyelashes for
you. Yeah, right. And they're already springing off.
They're trying to jump off your face.
They're trying to get to your giant basket that I've already felt.
Yeah.
Well, have you seen his shirtless selfies that he's been posting on Instagram?
Oh, wait a minute.
He's worse than I am.
Excuse me. Neither of us are in even a bad category. We both have a different. Worse doesn't even factor into it. It's just levels of powerful extremity.
The difference is he has teabagged me on stage.
That is true.
Across this country, ladies and gentlemen.
But
we were saying that, Carol Channing couldn't get enough of you.
He nearly exploded. When you get to duel off someone's own voice with them.
It's
fantastic.
Because
you can't fall into it. I believe that's how the Scottish accent started, was that it was a joke and everybody started doing the same character.
until you meet Hal. Jill, those are our girl's best friend. Okay, right. Yes. Well, hello, Hallie.
Hello.
Wow.
This is what happens when you get,
oh,
you don't have to
it
worry about
it. It's going wrong. It's going wrong already.
Yeah.
Well, it has been.
I told
We've
you to take
it.
Our picture before I before start crying.
Before free. Absolutely. It's the turgidity. I'm responsible
yes.
for that. Huh? Yeah.
I'm a weepy motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. Well, are you going to start crying?
Yeah, probably.
All right.
Well, we all will.
He's my first love.
We need to put all these mics in just a pile and just lay around them.
I think you were our first regular mm-hmm. on the show.
I was. Okay,
I think you were.
I accidentally invented it.
You did.
Doesn't yeah. our...
Yeah. Hump Days with
oh,
Hal.
Wait, where's Hump Days? We forgot
do we
to
have,
jingle him.
Do we have it?
Do we still have it?
Incompetent motherfuckers.
It is.
What?
It's in their defense, it is Thursday.
Oh, we do have it.
Oh, my God. Forget any of this happened before this happened. Here we go.
Wait.
Oh, Steffi. Oh,
what's that God. Heavy breathing I hear? Why? Could it be?
The Hump Day is your chance.
Hump Days with Hal Sparks.
Yes! Yes!
Wow.
Ow!
I'd forgotten all about
still
that.
Applies.
That
was a good still one. Works.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
still. Yeah. I feel it.
Wait, don't we go back further to I've Got a Secret? So I hosted I've
oh,
Got a
yeah.
Secret.
Okay. Oh, no, even before that.
On Oxygen, no, but, oh, yes, wait. Okay, yes.
Because I
or you
auditioned
go
to
you
be
ahead.
Her musical sidekick on her talk show.
Oh, on the late night show.
Yes.
And that was a bit of a harbinger because, as you told it later, I don't remember it. It was a disaster.
Yeah, well.
So it was
the
harbinger.
Talk soup.
Whatever the demilitarized zone we were actually having the auditions in, some warehouse in South Central or something like that. Under heavy guard. I rolled in there with all my gear and whatever the, like, I don't know if it was, they were using an Edison Tesla overlap system
yeah.
or the Tokyo
you know,
electrical grid.
Because they were hoping that no one would notice that I was a little white lady and not Arsenio Hall.
That's right. So you, and
so
they were trying
they
to electrocute us all.
Yeah.
They were all trying to kill us.
Right.
So, so we, it fried all my gear. Cost me about, that audition alone cost
Shit.
Me $3,000. That was my
and
whole
yet,
thing.
This is the core Sean of true love that it did not, it was
no.
not a sign that perhaps he should stay away from.
No, not anywhere.
Stephanie Miller.
No.
If I listened to those kind of signs, I wouldn't have any of the relationships I've been in. you know,
me
when
neither.
I, right.
hey.
Yeah, right. There we go.
We've been through a few girlfriends together.
It's the devil you know. The Hal Sparks Stephanie Miller love story.
At least you're not them.
Okay, so... And the, what made that worse is I don't even remember that.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, really? Were you one of the people that
one
they brought
of
in?
The parade of idiots
okay.
that came through.
So was that before Talk Soup?
Oh, yeah.
Was
yeah.
it? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You were just a baby.
Oh,
baby
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I was just a stand-up at that point. But yeah. I was working for Marianne Williamson running her lectures at the time.
Ah.
We just had her on.
We just had
yeah.
her
on.
She's
yeah,
the last person I hit on Happy mm-hmm. Hour.
All right.
It did not go well.
No.
Well, no. Yeah.
She's taking a dip in the lady. Like, she said that wasn't for her. I'm like, she was doing it wrong.
No, well, I mean, you know, I believe in born that way. I was born my way. You can be born your way.
That's
I think
right.
you have to have respect for that, no matter which direction it
although
is.
Although you've played
a
gay.
Huh?
You've played a gay.
That's true, but
yes.
for money.
That's
the important thing.
Yeah.
Cash was involved.
Yeah.
And I think we all have our standards and our limits.
You know who we had on Happy Hour?
Huh?
Your boyfriend. He was fantastic. He was your boyfriend.
Robert Gantz.
Yes.
He was my husband, I'll have you know.
Yes. He was here a couple of weeks or a couple
yes.
of months ago.
He is delightful.
Yeah, Bobby Gantt is fantastic.
Just yep. as hunky as you are.
Mm-hmm.
He had lovely
And
things.
Peter Page says to say hi.
Oh,
I see him at the gym all the time.
Indeed you do.
Yes, I
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get into your current image. I love that Travis sent me prep. I'm like, oh, and he is,
oh, yeah.
And I would know him from?
Yes, and he's with.
Yes, you might recognize our next guest.
All right.
From here.
Your career, I could not love more. Just, we'll talk about the whole, okay. But let's talk about our love story. So
yes.
then, I hosted I've Got a Secret on Oxygen mm-hmm. Network, and Hal was one of the guests, and this was post-Talk Soup?
Yeah.
Anyway,
oh, yeah.
Probably, yeah.
You were just blindingly cute and funny.
Yeah.
So the producers literally, you know, it's live to tape.
Right.
They literally stopped, and they came out, and they were like, Stephanie, there are children watching the show. Can you and Hal cool it?
Yeah, right. Can you stop the groping a little bit? And I was like, I'm game. I don't know what, we can just table this till after the cameras aren't rolling. You need... You know, that's fine. I'm comfortable with that idea. I'm not an exhibitionist. I just need my needs met. That's all right. And so we were able to, you know, keep that floating. Yes. It was all right.
Get your needs met on
barely,
oxygen.
Like, there's barely a life form that is not attracted to Hal Sparks. I can attest. Okay.
There's a level of magnetism that's uncomfortably. I think it's might be the binding agent for atomic energy. We haven't decided yet, but it's, yeah.
All right. Let me just say, Okay, because yes. You know this. Mm-hmm. I know you have a lot of biggest fans.
Mm-hmm.
But I am your biggest fan.
Uh-huh,
you are so brilliant. Uh-huh. I saw your act how many times? How many shows would you say we did together with Sexy Liberal?
Oh, I don't know. 30-odd, but I think
maybe
thing,
more.
And it changed all the time, too. I mean, we rotated stuff through. Obviously, mm-hmm. the circumstances shifted as well. Yeah. So,
but,
yeah.
Okay. I never missed Hal's set. I was backstage, mm-hmm. and I would be like, shh, shh, Hal's on. I could watch T-Rex bit 1,000 times. And I just mentioned it the other day because I thought, oh, my God, this is so unbelievably relevant, mm-hmm. especially now.
Yes.
It's always relevant.
Right.
But I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, as Hal Sparks says, mm-hmm. we'll fucking get along when the dinosaurs come
back.
That's
right.
That was the whole premise of the bit. I'm like, you know what? There will be both sides in Charlottesville when the fucking T-Rex is here.
That's right. Yeah, everybody's on the same team when
right.
you're facing something awful. That's why, like, climate change hasn't really, I think, we're not at that point yet. We're maybe 20 years away from it. There's this big kind of like, oh, shit moment that humanity's going to have that will obliterate a lot of the cross-cultural negativity that happens because people think like, well, this is my land and that's your land over there.
Yeah.
Don't get on my land. You're like, dude, it's all on fire.
Right.
So it's nobody's
we're
land now.
Yeah. Now. So, yeah.
It's like, what is it, the scene in Anchorman where Jack Black throws the dog off the...
Right.
This is happening now.
This is happening now.
So, yeah. It's nobody's dog now, is it?
That's right. So we're all in that river.
Oh, God. Humping with Hal Sparks again is making me hot and sweaty. I got to go take a break. I'm going to take a break for a nap in my Casper mattress.
Oh, that's the best place for a break.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God. It was created with Hal Sparks in mind, right?
Doing the hump.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And listen, this 4th of July holiday, experience Casper for yourself and transform your sleep like I did. 4 layers of pressure-relieving foams for all-night comfort, softer under your shoulders, firmer under your hips for healthy alignment and extra...
For the boompsy-boompsy.
Boompsy-boompsy. Plus, those breathable foams. Ah, if House Sparks makes you sweaty like me, this Casper will keep you cool all night long. Bedding frames, even a dog bed. Casper has everything you need to create the perfect sleep environment. Casper also has free shipping and returns. You'll be able to try your mattress 100 nights risk-free in your own home. This July 4th, Casper getting sleepy for summer. Celebrate with 10% off any purchase with a mattress today through 7/5/2019 by going to Casper.com right now. Casper.com. Additional terms and conditions apply. See Casper.com/terms. And now back to hell. Where's my conch? Because this is literally Sexy Liberals.
You're what?
Assemble! Sexy Liberals assemble!
Right.
Oh, Hal, you've been there all the time.
I'm the Tony Stark of the group. Just
because. Let's get to the shit people want to hear, and then we'll get past it. Because I ran into you a few years ago at some awards event.
Yeah.
I gave you a ginormous hug.
An LGBT situation.
Yes. Yep. I gave you a ginormous hug. I said, I miss you.
Yeah.
And then you were very sweet, too. And then I texted you right after that whether you would like to have makeup sex in the bathroom, and you never responded. But that was my way of outreach and saying, come back into mama's bosom.
Sure.
Show-wise or whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
And then I didn't hear from you. So anyway, so then when your people pitched Travis, and I was like, does Hal know?
Yeah.
Was that a mistake? I said, say yes and see if it was a mistake. See if they asked Hal, because sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
And then he'll be like, what? No.
No, I didn't.
They were like, he said yes. I was like, right.
Okay.
It only took them a year to take me seriously in mentioning it. Because, like, last year I was like, we should do Steph's show at some point, you know, and it just kind of faded into whatever.
Right.
During that time, like, so just so you know, your call was probably received by, a 15-year-old in Ohio.
Well, that's what that restraining order was about.
Yeah, my phone number, because I was
I
on a Disney show
with our friend John Pagel,
oh,
think if it was right.
That's
yeah.
right.
I checked if it was right. Mm-hmm. He said yes, but okay.
But he was incorrect because it. Right. I shift. It's.
I want
lost
to apologize
three
to
Hannah.
I want to apologize to Hannah Montana for the sex that I sent her.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Bathroom sex at the
it makes so much sense now if you put together what happened in the press moments later.
All right. No, but you know what's funny? Chris can attest to this.
Yeah.
Frangela, sometimes in Hollywood, people may not understand. People have people. And
yes.
sometimes it has more to do with the fucking people. And
oh, yeah.
It, mm-hmm. This happened with Frangela, where, and this manager's long gone, but they, when they were regulars originally,
yeah,
they mm-hmm. called and demanded money. And we were like,
there isn't
a weekly
Please
appearance. I'm
right.
like, there's no money in progressive radio.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They stopped. People thought we had a falling out. I never had any kind of falling
right.
out. I mean, I didn't. So,
yeah.
Let's talk about our.
Yeah.
Where's my sexy liberal music? So.
Here we are.
This thing,
again.
Can I just say, in no small part, do to your blinding talent,
mm-hmm.
to John Fugelsang's, we're sitting here like we were, right?
Yeah.
We said, hey, you know, we should go, you know, do a sexy, let's call it sexy liberal.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're going to take back that word.
That's right.
We're going to make it a dirty word, but in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Let's stop being afraid of being called a liberal.
That's
and
right.
Let's go. Because
and we
let's
succeeded,
go help,
by the way.
Let's
you
go
did.
Help Scott Walker and the
yeah.
Republican. Let's go. You said it.
Yeah.
We sold out the Barrymore Theater.
That's right.
Overnight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
1,000-seat theater in Madison, Wisconsin.
Yep.
And then it was just
kaboom.
On.
Right.
We didn't even plan it. And so, you know, and so then here we are, right?
Yeah.
We're selling out the Chicago Theater and the
yeah.
Pantages and the,
right.
the Beacon Theater and the Warner Theater in D.C. and these, I mean, what is the Pantages? 3,000 seats? What's Chicago
so,
Theater?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we had no idea
yeah.
what, you know, so,
yeah.
yeah. Anyway, so
mm-hmm.
let me just say, I don't know if you're still with that agent,
mm-hmm.
but let's just say, not mention names, but the tour director spent some time in prison. Not for that, not for this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not
yes.
for this,
mm-hmm.
not for the tour.
Not for the tour.
Yeah.
For other things.
There were some really bad influences on that tour. So
yeah, yeah.
Anyway, but let's get to the meat of it. So this started so quickly and just, and we gave money in every
yeah,
city
yeah.
to sexy liberal causes,
that's right?
Right. Right, I mean, what name them? What we Planned Parenthood?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God!
The anti Scott Walker
campaign around
Trevor Project.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, recall Scott Walker.
Rain,
right.
I think we did.
Yeah,
one location.
Yeah. But that was what I don't think we knew what we were getting into, and it suddenly so. And
yeah.
I always starting off. I just went, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
The whole idea of sexy liberals. We're just going to share equally. We're
mm-hmm.
all going to just you know.
Right, right.
We're all going to take whatever it is. We're going to give money to this cause and we all share
mm-hmm.
equally. That's what the deal is, even though it's my name and my
mm-hmm.
show. And granted, the show took one
mm-hmm.
portion because we produced it and paid all the upfront fees
mm-hmm.
and whatever. And so that was what it was. But so
mm-hmm.
you can tell your, but my, what happened is at some point the tour was so successful that then your agent came in and said, no, Hal needs a guarantee. He needs more than, even if that's more than Stephanie or John Fugelsang make. And
well, yeah.
I said,
right.
I'm sorry, that's not fair to me or John. And
sure.
I don't, you and I never had a personal falling out.
No. Nope.
I, after that whole thing, I said, I can't do that. I wrote to you and your agent. I said, I can't do that. Hal is welcome anytime
mm-hmm.
on the tour or on my show. He is always welcome. But I don't know what happened. I mean,
yeah.
that was, and it had to do with that guy and the guy that ended up in prison.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Nothing to do with you and me.
There's a lot of flailing and gnashing of teeth between
yeah.
the two of them. The primary one on their concern was that it burned cities for me that I normally
right.
do
right.
doing regular
okay.
stand-up weekends. And so
right.
they, for, in some cases, significantly less than my normal weekend there. And it would,
right.
it basically meant to do the Sexy Liberal Tour stand-up wise, I was taking like a third cut in pay for what I normally made as a stand-up in a year. With a new kid.
Okay, can I just stipulate?
Yeah.
But you weren't selling out Pantages Theater and Chicago Theater and
Beacon no, but
Theater.
We also weren't doing like the smaller theaters, Wisconsin, Phoenix, and that kind of stuff.
I
so
get
it wasn't.
It.
And they,
no, I
and,
get it. I
yeah.
get your. I
so
listen,
some were great. It
again,
was, it
no
was,
one is a huger
yeah.
fan of your stand up and thinks
right.
you're more of a rock star. So that's why. Trust me, this was heartbreaking for me too.
Sure, sure.
At the time, I was really like, I really
mm-hmm.
mad and
mm-hmm.
sad and
mm-hmm.
and you know, and I also. I want to apologize to you
mm-hmm.
because this started again so quickly and it was how
mm-hmm.
I had no less than three doctors tell me you've got to stop doing this or you are going to end up in the hospital. Like you can't do a morning drive radio show and get up at 3 or 4 in the morning and fly. Remember we were doing two,
oh, yeah.
we were doing Friday and we were not just selling out. We were selling
That's
out Friday
right.
and
That's
Saturday
right.
night. You remember
yeah.
1 October we sold out the Orpheum Theater in San Francisco Friday and Saturday night, the Pantages Theater in Los Angeles.
That's right.
I don't know. Maybe that was
that
the
was
other
just
one.
A Saturday night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
It was no. No.
Oh, was it Friday?
Oh
and
no.
Saturday?
Friday right. and Saturday. And then what was the third city in
mm-hmm.
1 month?
Right.
On top of getting up, you know, me getting
yeah,
up
sure.
and doing this show, and doctors were like, "You can't." And I know
mm-hmm.
I have insomnia as it is, and they're like, "You're flying time zones, and you're whatever." So I
yeah,
was
we
would have
wheeled
was,
you out on a gurney and just poked you, and wake you up for like 30
he
minutes.
He was working on a hologram.
You're only stage,
yes.
yeah. You're only on stage for that certain amount of time. I'm like, why is she even bothering to be awake the rest of the time?
Yeah.
We, first of all, we know the monsters that we're dealing with.
Right.
They're living there, so it's just kind of like literally we could. And the audience loves you so much, you could have just rolled you out in kind of this weird, you know. Howard Hughes chair, you know, like
Olivia Soprano.
Move her arms with strings.
That's right.
Yeah.
Madame is coming into the study. You know, these high backed wheelchairs from the 1920s, you know. You know, reel her out there and go, I've come to speak to you on
Hello.
A matter of great importance before I doze off again.
And the crowd
you.
Goes,
That's right. It would have been fine.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah, John and I would have come out in loincloth Sherpas.
Let me just say, though, here is my point. Mm-hmm. I was under enormous stress. I was getting no sleep. And mm-hmm. I was not great to work with all the time either. I was a fucking bitch, and I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And I was drinking too much. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know you've never... I was hoping we can get you to drink on this happy hour, but you've never drank.
Never had a sip.
But no. It was... Not no. It, yeah. And also, the aforementioned former mm-hmm. jailbait mm-hmm. was not a good influence. Was, you know, would bring wine, like, backstage stuff that... Yes. But by the way, that I didn't do in
right.
subsequent iterations of the tour. I didn't do that in subsequent, you know, the original tour.
After I left, the drinking stopped. I understand. Yeah. No, I see. After, I was the last straw. That's right. Like, we've lost
Hal.
I'm getting help. I very distinctly remember another fellow related to the tour show situation that was a peripheral secondary who came into, we were performing on VA grounds, and they came and said... And he told me, we're getting fined for bringing alcohol onto the premise. Mm-hmm. We're being fined because Mama needs wine. So Mama's wine. Yes. And and I was like, oh, no. You are getting fined. I don't drink.
No.
Yes.
I don't,
you know. Exactly.
He's like, no, we. And I was like, wait, what?
I know. Uh-huh. But again, that wasn't me. This was the, you know. Are you still with that agent?
I'm with my still stand-up agent, Adam,
good.
As a matter of fact.
Oh, fantastic.
But he's awesome. He's my, the Rollins, Joffe, Moore, and Bresners of the world. You know, he was an assistant when he became my agent.
Yeah, yeah.
He is now a partner.
Mm. No, I don't think the aforementioned jailbait dealt very well with him or anybody else. So there was a lot of stuff going on.
Aforementioned jailbait used to rep Bill Cosby on tour and arrange for secondary... elements of the you know that story, right?
I did not know that. Oh, I heard a story from my
that was
nephew,
weird. The mics went
dead
for a couple of minutes while I was talking.
Oh no, you tell your story.
I'm just kidding.
But my nephew was like, mm-hmm. that guy, I remember I worked on something. Mm-hmm. I think it was like Rodney Dangerfield, some project. And he goes, I don't know, that guy just left and there was no money for none of us got
right.
paid.
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, oh, uh-huh.
Right.
I was like, what did you fucking tell me?
Right, right. Well, I mean, here's
the
thing.
Okay, so what, tell me
I've been
the
on
Cosby.
The road since I was, Cosby used to have a thing in his contract where there would be between $10,000 and $20,000 that was not contracted on paper for every venue that he would do that because his wife watched the money. And so if he was contracted to $100,000 at a venue, it was actually $120,000. And they had to give him that money in cash because knockout drops are expensive.
Because of
me. To pay for lewds
and
losses.
And escorts. Yes. And escorts. Who,
wow.
Yeah. So, huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah, that was, and that was a, and it was one of those things where in the contracts, it was a verbal part of the contract that you could only speak of it or whatever. And this, I mean, we all find this out after the fact,
but
can I just say, God damn it, that all this, like Weinstein, Cosby, as all that shit came to light, I was like, there is no fucking way these people didn't know that shit. I didn't know it as a comic. I'd never heard the stories until, after the fact, I was like, you're shitting me, right? Because I'd seen him do a college I was doing the next night.
Yeah.
And I was like, and it was one of those things like, I'm making $8,000 for this college gig. And it was nice because it was early in the Talk Soup era.
Right.
While I was doing Queer as Folk. And Cosby was there the next night doing $150,000 for an hour. And the college was like, we're only losing $40,000 on it. I'm like,
only?
Give me that 40 and I will entertain these people.
I will entertain the fuck out of these people.
You know, and no one will be physically harmed. Everyone who has sex will have wanted to.
So do you have to add the $20,000 on top of that 140?
Yeah, so if you got 140.
Your next solo tour.
It's 160,000 including.
Wait a minute. Yes. This is brilliant, everybody. Yes. I'm having my light bulb moment. Hang on.
Uh-oh.
Hal Sparks.
Yeah.
Hal Sparks Tour 2019. Mm-hmm. No one has sex who doesn't want to.
That's right.
No one has sex with me who doesn't want to. And I was on tour, Sean, so I can tell you.
Willing participant.
We all stayed in the same hotel, so I was like,
I'm a busy young man.
Yes,
indeed. And why would you not be?
I mean, the title had to mean something other than just kind of a wink and a nod. I felt responsible because you can't just have a label without it meaning something.
Right.
God damn it. If it's root beer, it has to be based in root somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Well, a child was conceived on the tour.
That's true.
John Fugelsang's child.
That's right.
Oh, in the bathroom of the Chicago Theater.
Yes.
I was like, I got to go on, John. I got to get in the bathroom. Oh, what's happening in there? What the fuck?
But,
John, are you,
but
what is...
with his betrothed. So.
Well, yeah.
But I think the sink is still broken at the Chicago Theater. So let's hope you and I didn't get charged for that. Because, again, not our circus, not our monkey.
Right. Holy smokes.
Hold that thought, Hal. While we're reminiscing, have you noticed that the years have melted away, Chris, from under my eyes?
I have. It's crazy what's happened to your eyes.
Thank you, Plexiderm.
Oh.
Listen, if you're going to like a school reunion or a reunion
right.
with an old friend like Hal.
Or if you get up at 4 a.m. every day.
Yeah, let's just say that. And you've got like some under eye puffiness, right?
Yep.
Or some dark circles, right? Crinklies, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. Then when they're like, "Oh, those look good. They're wisdom." I'm like, "No, they don't." What works is Plexiderm, particularly now that Carol Burnett and Twitter have declared me 35.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about days or weeks. Francis is from Frangela's husband.
Yeah.
Literally put it on and came running in the bedroom. Went, "Honey, honey, look, look, look."
Yep.
It's working already.
He was squealing with delight.
He was squealing. In a manly way.
Mm-hmm.
The science behind Plexiderm is incredible. Clinical studies to back it up. If you look older or tired because of crow's feet, wrinkles, under eye bags, you can look younger in just minutes with Plexiderm. Throw away those tea bags or hemorrhoid cream or whatever nonsense.
Cucumber slices. Who needs those?
Pooey. See for yourself. Watch a real life video with real people. See how fast crow's feet, wrinkles, and under eye bags disappear. Those results are backed up by Plexiderm's 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Go to TryPlexiderm.com and use the coupon code SEXYLIBERAL for my discount. TryPlexiderm.com with the code SEXYLIBERAL or call 1-800-685-1292 and mention SEXYLIBERAL. Oh, hi, Hal. Oh my God! Let me give you some backstage stuff. It's like behind the Sexy Liberal tour.
I deny and disavow this entire conversation.
All right.
I think we all know I ear fucked you, I grabbed your basket, legally. But
that's not important now. Yeah. Well, my point is, we love John Fugelsang with the heat of 1,000 white hot suns. Mm-hmm. You and I are a little more politically aligned. And when John would start doing like Obama bashing material, got to hold his feet to the fire, and Obama's cave more times than Cornell West. Hal Sparks and I backstage, I put my fingers in his ears, and we'd be like la 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 la, because we love the rest of John's act. We were like la 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 la. Can't hear the.
That's the in all fairness moments.
Yeah,
and I'm like, yeah, the table is so fucking tilted. You don't have to level it out.
If we did the tour now, if when John did anything like, you know, hit purity test, third party, we just both run on stage.
I walked out in a Pepe mask with one of those like air horns.
Aaron siren. Right, yeah.
Right. No.
The tour would be a little more raucous these days. Mm-hmm. No purity.
And we have a violation. We got a flag on the play, ladies and gentlemen.
No third party purity test.
Fugelsang, 20-yard line, hands. Sticking. 5-yard penalty.
Say, though,
first joke.
I clearly was such an... I've talked about this on the air. I was such an easy mark. You know, whatever my faults are, the aforementioned jailbait. I mean, I'm an idiot. He became my best friend. We went on vacation together. He told me his best friend was killed in a car crash. And I was like, he had tissues all over the hotel room. And I was like, oh my God, and I'll go with you to the funeral. I'm so sorry. Oh my God. She's one of the people that testified against him at his trial when he went to jail that he bilked money out of. She didn't. I was like, what kind of sick fuck? I was like, what?
Can't we just be happy she's alive?
Yeah.
I, for one, feel let off the hook.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not surprising. I mean, and here's the thing. I don't carry any baggage at all from any of it because I've been a stand-up since I was 17 years old. I've been through this shit before. I've had people walk with my entire paycheck.
Yeah.
I've had clubs where I was the headliner and I didn't go on till 2:00 in the morning because the club owner decided, well, this is a good crowd. I'm going to put all my friends on. So I've opened for a Blue Oyster.
Whoever you are, your friends are not funnier than Hal Sparks.
That's true. I've opened for a Blue Oyster cover, cult cover band with chicken wire in front of me. Like nothing worries me. You know what I mean? And also there's kind of an element of all hands on deck these days that I think, you know, there was this idea, this whole concept of like,
well, you know, I'm not a fan of Hillary, but I'm not a fan of
Hillary. And this kind of namby-pamby, and I'm like, do you recognize the threat of what is happening right now?
Mm-hmm. This is where you need to know that Hal Sparks knows several martial arts.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm. Thanks,
he
actual
sound. Fuck you up.
Yeah. And for me, like, when you look at the damage done since the Orange Cheeto has taken office, and I have no worries in the world. Everything else pales in comparison to the reality of that circumstance. It is a trifling nothing. Any possible circumstance.
Can you imagine when we were doing the tour originally and how shitty we thought everything was, that this is where we'd be? That this existential threat, that the biggest foreign and domestic threat to the United States of America is in the fucking Oval Office.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, Putin visits frequently.
Yes, right.
But the
right.
Yes, I mean, and when we got around to, I remember being backstage at Politicon. I went there and I spoke at a couple panels and that kind of shit. And I'm talking, it was Anna Kasparian and Liz Winstead were backstage. So I'm standing back there talking with them. And I was like, they got weird because I was like, yeah, I'm for Hillary. I'm going to vote for Hillary this time. And they went ice cold for a second. Liz loosened up a second later. She was like, oh, I thought you were just automatically a Bernie fellow or something like that. I'm like, no, I'm dyed-in-the-wool Democrat. I'm voting the Dem who's been with it for a long time. I don't fault him. It's not my thing.
Yeah.
And at that point, I had zero hostility towards any of the other candidates. I was just like, yeah, this is who I'm going. And Anna went just like she was like I had said, mm-hmm. I'm voting for Richard Spencer. You know what I mean? Like, she went there almost. Yeah. Like, with how
but
she...
But it's happening again.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Bernie's just said, like, oh, if it wasn't rigged against me, I would have beaten Trump. I'm like, honestly,
and
Hal, I said this on the air. I'm like, what? How politically do you even think that's advantageous
helpful.
To rip the scab off the 66 million people who voted for Hillary? To say, you know, like, to not acknowledge what happened with
Especially
Russia.
Especially since right now he's not eating any votes from Biden. He's eating all the votes from Warren.
Yeah.
The only person who's in the field that he's actually taking votes, cribbing votes from, is Elizabeth Warren.
And Warren is eating those votes back.
Last night, that was the deal.
Like, absolutely.
Last night when she said, you know, I'm with Bernie on this one, that was an automatic voter grab for a chunk of those folks. Yep. Who automatically went, oh, she likes that? I like that. But she's
you know what? My,
younger
my point
and a woman
would be,
and
just leave fucking Hillary out of it. Just fucking leave her out of it. She's
they
been
can.
Through enough.
They
she got rat-fucked by Russia and WikiLeaks and the FBI and fucking, like, you know what I mean? She won more votes than any white man in our history.
Right.
Only Obama 2008 ever got more votes despite all the rat-fucking. So
that's
don't go, oh, she was just a bad candidate. Like,
no.
Or we're going to lose again.
Yes.
If we just, like, that's all I'm saying is just, Bernie, I'm vote blue no matter who, but I'm like, don't leave Hillary out of it.
Right.
Just don't fucking feel like you have to Hillary bash to fucking win. Like, it's just...
Right. It's like, it is literally like, instead of a run for president, it's like a limping competition, and everybody's like, I could shoot myself in the foot faster.
Yeah.
Like, that's my concern. So anyways, what I'm saying is, overall, compared to any water under the bridge issues that, you know, may or may not have happened years ago or whatever... Zero importance, considering circumstance at the border, circumstance with Iran, circumstance with it. Yes, right. Mm-hmm.
Crisis.
$2 trillion added to the deficit, which nobody seems to give a shit about under his watch. And the abject fact of a birther and his birther wife being in office, and civilian deaths from drone strikes up 80% because he removed Obama's. Methodology from the use of drones. So,
I was thinking about how I love your career. So
yes,
because you talked about that you've been a stand-up. You were voted funniest teen in Chicago. Where, you know, obviously you moved to at a certain point. Then, like, I just thought the dichotomy of going from, you know, queer as folk to lab rats. You know, it's like whether it's my gay guy friends or my ex, you know, with her nephews was like, you know Hal Sparks?
Yeah.
he's the dad of lab rats.
One of the greatest, you know, if you want to see an example of progress, is me running into a gay couple with their children.
Worlds collide.
Who are now 13, 12 years old or whatever, fans of lab rats. The kids don't know why the parents recognize me. The parents don't know why the kids recognize
right.
me.
Yeah.
They're both suspicious
but
of
here
each
you
other.
Are.
Like, I don't know right. what we're watching. What are you watching?
What are you watching?
They're so concerned. Like, oh my God, they found our tapes.
Right.
You know.
But then when Netflix and all these, you know, shows, we're seeing them again and again. Mm-hmm. You know, it's yeah. just people know you from Talk Soup. They know you from Queer as Folk. Yep. They know you from Lab Rats. But
Lab Rats is probably going to be on that Disney Plus, isn't
yes,
it?
It'll yeah. be on Disney
yeah.
Plus.
I mean, yeah. it's such a wonderfully yeah. diverse career. But I was going to say. You have a show on our fantastic Chicago affiliate, WCPT, every
yeah,
Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, you're so brilliant about this political stuff. And I know it's not all you do, mm-hmm. but it's why you were so fucking brilliant mm-hmm. on the Sexy Liberal Tour and on my show. Because I was just thinking, not just about the T-Rex bit. What was I thinking? Oh, because you grew up in Kentucky till you were how old?
14. Yeah. Moved
so
to Chicago.
So you do this
14.
Bit that yeah. is so brilliant. Mm-hmm. And it was years ago, mm-hmm. but now it is so relevant to the Trump voters because you go, what is it? How many miles outside of any major city?
Oh,
you go,
yeah.
I go.
As soon as the lights fade in the rearview mirror.
Right.
Yeah.
Where's it's my.
Like, the South yeah. begins, you know.
Yeah. Right. You're like, you go outside.
45 minutes
any,
outside of any major
any
city,
major
any
city.
Direction.
Right.
Right. You go up to like north of Madison, Wisconsin, where you're an hour from the Canadian border.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, the South will rise again. Like South Ontario, you almost speak French, you moron. Like, what are you talking about? So yeah, that relating to the crossover independents and the Trump voters who got suckered and wanting them to be able to come back without purity testing them out of the situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Understanding that when Hillary was making the point about the basket of deplorables, which she caught shit for mm-hmm. because there was yeah. a perception on the left that everybody's a deplorable if right. they even thought about it. And everybody on the right thinks she means all of us.
Right.
The point she was trying to make was a bunch of people took a chance on this guy because they're so disenfranchised and they're so disenchanted with Washington
yeah.
that they were like, maybe we just need something to shake this up. And then they're like, oh, no, I didn't realize you don't shake up a baby. You know, yeah. like this is what I was thinking of was something sort of more resilient and practical.
Right.
And it's actually a living, breathing thing we care for the yeah. United States. And so she was saying a bunch of there's a group of these that are awful. You're never going to reach them. They're monsters. They're even arguably further down the road than Trump himself.
Right.
But there's a bunch of them. You can reach, and you have a responsibility to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, arguably, that was some of the case made at the debates last night.
Yeah.
Like, we can't be the we can't Pennsylvania, you know, steel workers can't just be like, well, just leave those over there because they obviously are
yeah.
brutish thugs or some nonsense. You know that. You know.
So where yeah. are you at in our strategy for 2020? Where are you at on impeachment? Where are you at?
I think
on 2020
got a,
strategy.
I think she's got a strategy. I think July is going to be a heavy hitting month because they're plan. It is no accident that they're having the briefing on cybersecurity around the elections and the Mueller testimony within 2 days of each other. That's not an accident. This is basically having the impeachment hearings without the impeachment hearings. You take the heavy hitters that you know people will tune in for.
Yeah.
You do the investigation parts first. Mm-hmm. And then the people that you pull in that you may not be like, I don't give a shit who that guy is. But you bring them in during the impeachment hearings, which will probably be in the fall, November and the like. You want them to be playing tape of the impeachment stuff over the holidays during Christmas break. Because it used to be people turned stuff off. But now when people have a whole week off, you know, in between mm-hmm. Christmas and New Year's, people are drinking from the news fire hose, especially in an election
yeah.
cycle.
Yeah.
So that's yeah. that in and of
fire
itself.
Fire hose of news.
Yes.
Everything we deal with
that's,
is fucking
that's right.
day.
She's got a strategy and I'm for
think
it.
You're right.
Yeah. No, this is what's been hard for me, how it's been a struggle because Speaker Pelosi's been to my house.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, you're back in for resistance dinner parties. But she's been here in my living room.
Yeah.
She's been, you know... I've marched with her in the gay pride parade mm-hmm. here. She did San Francisco
yeah,
Sexy
yeah.
Liberal with us.
Yeah.
Like, and I get it. I am the Veruca Salt of impeachment. I want it not just now, but yesterday.
Yeah.
And so.
But you,
Daddy,
you,
I want it now.
I do You're want right. it now, Daddy.
That's right.
But I.
But if you swing, if you come
but
to
I
the
have
king,
so much respect
miss,
for her.
And
yeah.
you cannot. And I agree. I think here's the thing. So many of my Democrat friends who I love very dearly would play poker with their cards facing out. And that's not how it's done. You're
absolutely right.
And when you play cards and you're betting a lot when it's really important, the house is on the line. You don't play your cards. You play what's in front of you.
Look what's happened with the Supreme Court the last couple days, Hal. It is so important that we do not do Russia's work for them. Like we were saying today, like we're going, Russian bots are supporting Tulsi Gabbard because she's their new Jill Stein.
Yeah,
you're like,
right.
Don't, I mean, God bless you, whoever you support. Let's have a primary, but it's just... Understand what's happening now that they're not doing anything to keep Russia out of our elections, and
they have
this
no reason
will happen
to, right?
again.
There's no impetus for it. It's like say, like dark money. When you talk about keeping dark money out of elections, who has any gets any benefit from doing that fact on the other side? None.
Nobody.
And all you do is pants yourself if you're not taking equal amounts of money because you get swamped by the advertising dollars because there's no fairness doctrine.
Let's get people in. Let's change the Supreme Court. Let's get rid of the fucking,
Citizens United. Right.
Yes. And yes. McCutcheon. Yeah. So who do you like in 2020 so far? And what are you thinking? And
I like a Biden-Harris ticket, I think is unbeatable. I like Warren a lot. I appreciate everybody's voice on that stage. So if any, I'm
hashtag
cool
not
with,
you, Tulsi.
It's right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm cool with any of the top eight. That are running around. I love, Kamala Harris, I think, is so smart. And watching her dissect people in the, in the judiciary hearings and the like is, I think, a precursor to how a debate would go, both presidential or vice presidential, how it goes. And the idea that we would
Women 2020, fuck this shit. That's what I am.
Yeah.
Like Kamala, in a just world, it would be some combination of Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm. Well,
right?
Yeah. Well, maybe. Because here's the thing. The Kamala Harris arguably gives her more room in the security area. I think one of the drawback for Elizabeth Warren, why she used the word courage last night, and she used that as a buzz point, and you'll see that happen more and more, is the perception that she is an academic, and an academic on the peacenik side of things that won't be able to make the dangerous call when it comes. Of course, she's not going to get us into another Iraq.
You're talking about Elizabeth.
Yeah. Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
That if something happens, because there's two presidential tests that I always bring up, and how you handle them yourself, not who you vote for would handle it, but how would you do it? I give you, two hypotheticals I like to go with. The first one is, someone walks into your office and goes, there's a truck with a bomb in it headed towards a market that is being patrolled by U.S. soldiers that is protecting the newly elected president of a country we are engaged in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. Make it Indonesia, it doesn't matter, East Timor, however you want to go. We know the truck is headed there. We've seen it on satellite. There's six other trucks in the caravan. Two of them are full of civilians who are not related to this at all. But if we signal them, we signal that truck. And it will blow up their people along the route. It's going to roll into this marketplace in a half an hour and blow itself up. Mm-hmm. We know this for a fact. You have 20 minutes to decide what to do about it, if anything at all. Mm. The only way we stop it from blowing up the market is we shoot it with a drone on the road. But that means the people in the cars in front and behind it are going to die. You have to make the decision.
Yeah.
If you just let it play out, the bomb's going to go off in the marketplace, and it will be on the news, and a bunch of people will be dead.
Including the leader of a country.
Yes, including the leader of a country and a bunch of our soldiers.
Right.
Now, you do know that no one will know we had this conversation, because this is all SecDef stuff, you know? No one's going to call you out for not making the call to blow this thing up. You're going to be like any other human being as far as anyone else in the public's concerned. They're not going to know you knew. You'll know you knew.
Yeah.
What's the decision?
Yeah.
And that decision will be presented to every president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It has all along.
Right.
And the question...
It's why Obama's hair turned white.
That's right.
I think we'll see tomorrow.
Reagan and the orange Cheeto dye theirs quite regularly because even nobody escapes the sleepless nights.
Right.
His like Adderall snorting, like bloodshot, his eyes lately, like he's going downhill on a bunch of fronts.
There's no reason 25th Amendment wouldn't have been enacted if we didn't have a total party of complicit traitors. You can't. That
he's
Maria Bartiromo 45-minute thing, we're like, any relative would be like, it's time to call the people for Grampy because
he's a useful idiot for three different groups. Mm-hmm. He's literally made a career being a useful idiot. He was a useful idiot for NBC. He was a, you know, on The Apprentice. He was, and by the way, as the former youngest game show host in history.
Yes.
Thank you, Treasure Mall. Donald Trump was not a reality TV host. Donald Trump was not a reality TV star. Donald Trump is a fucking game show host.
Yeah.
The Apprentice is a game show.
And we say that as former fucking game show hosts.
Yes, God damn it. Don't tell me about reality, because reality gives a fake form of gravitas right. that is not earned. This is a fucking game show.
Mm-hmm.
So is Survivor. They're game shows. But anyways, that's
and even
bone
then, he really didn't do a whole lot.
No,
he showed
didn't.
Up at the beginning
they
and he showed up at the
end.
They told
him who was going to win.
Yeah.
He didn't choose who to fire. They right. told him who was going.
Right.
And the same thing's happening
now. He didn't
now.
Move the proceedings along
He's
like a normal game show
He was a
host.
Useful idiot for the like mob interests in casinos.
Yeah.
He was a useful idiot in
Can I say one
New
thing
York
if we're going to go
market.
With a game show host? Hal Sparks for president.
And yeah.
Can I just say, all the Spanish that was spoken last night, you speak Mandarin Chinese.
And French.
Could you say something in Mandarin Chinese? If you were on the stage, Senator Sparks, what do you think about our trade war with China?
That's way more complicated than even the Chinese to create a
I just like hearing it when you do it.
Yeah.
It's cool. Fucking cool.
你好,我的名字是霍光浩。 Hi. I was just in China, by the way, three times last year. I'm doing a series there.
Oh.
A travel series about China.
Oh, my God.
Called Explore China. And it's I went to the Xi'an province where they're rounding up the Uyghurs.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of, they're in a rough spot. And China's part of the reason why Trump is so flagrantly attacking China and so comfortable doing so is whether he understands it or not, Wilbur Ross does and the people around him understand that China's economy is heading for a wall in about 7 years that will make the 2008 collapse on our front financially look like a puff in the wind. It was nothing.
And so they'll take the rest of the world down with them, no?
They're isolated.
Really?
That's the
okay.
thing.
Remember George Carlin said,
but they have so
China,
much of our debt.
Remember George Carlin said, China's going to win it all.
They have 8%. No, they won't. They have 8% of our bond issuance. All their debt comes from. The majority of America's debt is in the Social Security Trust Fund. That's what Al Gore was right about. We should have put it in a lockbox. That's the whole point. Separate it. You can't. We've been going to that till. The trillions of dollars that we're talking about that are increasing the debt, that comes directly out of the Social Security Trust Fund. That's why it goes insolvent, not because of any fault of its own. China, just like every other human being on earth, can purchase bonds and securities in the U.S. stock market and in the U.S. Mm-hmm. government. So, and they have, because it's way more stable than theirs. Theirs is a mess. People have invested. You know how we had people who allegedly bought homes they couldn't afford
right.
here, and that's what they collapsed when it was really just credit default swaps, you know, selling, you know, basically gambling on bad money and loans and all that shit. Okay. Yeah. In China, people are investing in homes for children that are growing up that will collapse before that building itself will not stay up long enough for the child to grow up to live in it.
Yeah.
And they are borrowing three times over its worth to purchase it.
Yeah.
And cities, huge cities like Chongqing in China.
Nobody in them.
Yes. Chongqing has 25 million people in it. It's more people than Australia in one city.
Yeah.
And the entire government of Chongqing is leveraging real estate on empty, derelict buildings. Mm-hmm. It's fucked.
There are 500 store malls that are completely empty there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because they need to
keep
building stuff.
And at night, old ladies come out and dance to like boom boxes out there, you know, doing the Macarena.
All right, Hal, let me ask you a couple of things. All right. Yes. Are you, first of all, there's online, it's a whole thing. Are you vegan or are you pescatarian?
I'm currently omnivorous. I eat everything now, but I only eat once a day. So
what?
I've been doing intermittent fasting for about 5 years now, which is, if you don't know, you eat all your food, every calorie you consume happens during a narrow window of time. So usually it's 8 hours during the day. All your food happens then. And then 16 hours, you don't consume any calories at all. You can have
my friend Rob is doing this. But what do you mean? So what do you mean? Like, is it all, it's not all at once.
Well, in the case of what I've been doing for the last year, I do what's called OMAD, one meal a day. So I eat a giant, like Thanksgiving-sized meal once a day.
What time?
About 5 o'clock. usually, okay. 5, 6. It depends if I have a show. If I have a show at night, I'll do it around 5 o'clock because it gives me time to kind of digest it because it's like a food baby. Yeah. But then, but if
and a nap.
Yes, right. Yeah, you're a bit comatose after it for a little bit. But if I don't have a show, I'll have it around whenever the family's having dinner because I cook for the family, so I cook.
No, wait. So what's going? How old is Cam now? Your son?
8. He's 8. He's in ninja camp right now.
And wait, what's your romantic situation?
I'm with Summer. Still with Summer. My girlfriend.
Who's Cam's mom?
No.
Oh, okay.
But she and I have been together since, you know, his birth, essentially. Yeah. Since around then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember meeting her.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you cook? What do you stuff? What stuff does Sparks cook at home?
I've got everybody on a fairly healthy fish and rice omelet, French toast, chocolate chip pancake regimen, you know, in rotation.
Yeah,
that seems
omnivore.
A little bit
yeah,
of right.
I do consume meat, and I do it, but like I said, I do it grass fed, and pasture raised, all that stuff. Like
I can't help it. I'm a carnivore a little bit too.
Well, so, no, you know,
not all the time, just moderation. Like I try to be healthy, same as you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So 5 days a week, I'm OMAD strict, which means I do one meal a day, and I only within a 2-hour window, all my food is consumed.
Yeah.
And then 2 days a week, I'm what's called 16-8. So I've got 8 hours to consume all my food from from noon to 9 o'clock at night.
Hal, tell people, because my friend Rob does that too. Tell people why do that and why it's advantageous.
The anti-aging and anti-cancer benefits and the fact that it gives your body
the same
a break.
Yeah. Time.
And I went down like 2 pant sizes and gained 7 pounds of muscle in the same period. It's the long-term fasting. The reason I started doing it is like intermittent fasting is really good for you in general, just for your health. Yeah. It gives you, because here's the analogy I get. You get a job. You come in for that first day of job. It's 9 o'clock. You're going to work there till 6. You got an hour for lunch.
Yeah.
That's your day. Boss comes in 9 a.m. says, you're working here 8 hours today. Here's 8 hours of work. Pops it down on your desk. Fine. I'll finish this before 6 o'clock. Go home. Not even worry about it. Pop a beer. Watch the TV. Whatever your deal is. But at noon, he comes in and gives you another 8 hours of work. Throws it right on your desk. And now you have like 10 to 12 hours of work on your desk. Then at 6 o'clock, he brings in another 8 hours of work. Your desk's going to get fat.
Yeah.
And that's what happens to your body. Your body doesn't have time to get rid of the food you've consumed.
Yeah.
And we didn't used to live like that. We used to eat one big thing and rest, and then we would nibble when we needed it, you know, for smaller energy over time. So anyways, your body, the anti-cancer benefits of long-term 20-hour fasting have been well documented. And so I went from doing the intermittent fasting, which is the 8-16 hours, which is great for your physique and great for your general overall energy. And I went to full on OMAD just for the long term health benefits and the anti aging aspect of it, and it's been miraculous.
All right, we're gonna post about all this. Can I have some nostalgia music, because I was just thinking of our very first show.
What was the music that came up? I didn't have my headphones.
Here we go.
Our very first show. Remember Ron, the guy that owns the show, was trying to kill me for the life insurance money.
Yeah,
remember we.
Who tried to charge me for wine on the VA hospital.
Remember he rented the smallest car that was possibly able to be rented. And so you and me and John Fugelsang's legs are like
He's a tall drink of water.
We were all jammed in the back of this, like, going to our first gig at the Barrymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember I flew with you from L.A. because we both lived in L.A. And I was like a Labrador. I was like, oh, my God, we're going on tour. What happens now, Hal? And you were like, shut the fuck up and just put your headphones in on the plane and just shut up. Because I didn't know how to do anything.
Knuckle down.
I was like, I don't know. What?
Save your energy.
What do you do? What do you do?
It's not prom. Don't be an asshole. Let's go. Get a system in place. That's the truth, though.
I know. You do. I was he's like a professional traveler. I was like, what are you doing, Hal? What are you watching? What's
conserving
happening?
Conserving my energy and thinking about what I'm going to talk about tonight. Shut the fuck up. I love you. Focus. No, I wasn't. I don't think I was grumpy about it, but I definitely, when I'm on tour, I have a machine to what I do. Because
You're like a traveling
and
machine.
I'm very
physical
on stage, too.
I have my thing. I have my stuff. You are the best physical comedian, in the country. I love you.
Will you
come back into Mama's bosom? Come back on the show?
Yeah. Okay. Let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Will you be a guest on the Hal Sparks radio program Mega Worldwide?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
HSRPM. We don't have guests. You could be my first guest ever. Because we now have the technological. My show has been the little show that could
over the years. It really has. I've been a guest on your show.
Right. The one on WCPT?
Yeah, yeah.
We've been doing
Saturdays. It's 9:11 Pacific. I do it wherever I am on tour. Like they've asked me to do like a strip show every so often, and that comes up occasionally as other people pass, you know, into the great beyond and the progressive media world. Yeah. And I just can't do it because of my touring and acting and working and blah, blah, blah. But I've always managed, even when I was in China, to find some way to hook up and do my show every Saturday. I stream it on my YouTube channel. That's been relatively easy, technologically speaking. It's infotainmentwars.com. And I bought that to fuck with Alex Jones right about the time I became a Freemason. And that's true. And which is a whole nother story and is awesome. And anyway, so I stream it on there and all that kind of stuff. But the connecting to Chicago when I'm on the road using a tie line and all that kind of stuff, like the technology is so fucking 1993 that it's just been a tooth pull over the years. And we're finally, I think, cresting over into getting it figured out. And I've like, yeah.
Boo-boo, let's just say.
It's been a thing.
You can't hear this because you don't have headphones on because your hair is too perfect. But it's a love story.
Oh, I see.
I have always loved you. And you are welcome. You are welcome back any time. I just want to go on record as that. I've never kicked you off the show or the tour.
No. Nope.
There are people that got in our way that, you know, professional people, whatever. But I have always been the biggest fan of you.
You are
a blinding talent.
It's true. That is
honestly,
true. Okay. If I respect anything,
I'm glad that
it's your judge of talent.
I'm glad that we
both personality.
Agree with that. But your voice is so sorely needed right now. Honestly, I appreciate that. Fucking with you. It is. And so I just want to say you are always welcome. You have always been welcome back here on my show and my, you know, like I just I want to support you in your voice as much as possible because, you know, and I know you don't need it. You do so many different things and this is one of the things you do.
Right.
But it's just there are so few. You brilliant sort of voices like yours in these times that we're in, and I love you, and I seriously will cry right now because I have always loved you, and I am so sorry that we had whatever the fuck happened where we just had a, you know, and you and I didn't really have a personal falling out. It was just a professional thing that we, you know,
you had other relationship things going on that seemed to cloud the circumstance that I was like, well, my little issues that we could deal with her. That's second. I'll be over here. Do you work that out? However that works out.
I'll be here no matter what occurs.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No matter what occurs,
I will
find you.
Okay. Made a Daniel Day-Lewis. I do have a pair of buckskins. I'm just saying. I got a whole set of buckskins.
Wow. Well, you know, we're in our second iteration. It's going to be all hot, even hotter now.
I think there's something to the idea of dusting off Sexy Liberal for the 2020 arc because it's war on an ideological and intellectual level at this point.
And someone that knows how many forms of our martial arts do you know?
Four. I mean, technically speaking, under the envelope of wushu, there's like 20 different arts in there. So that's,
you know, we need all of them. All of them, man. No, every quiver.
Two of them I can take care of. 90% of all comers. It's not a problem. Yeah.
It's still fucking hot.
Yeah.
Hot Spark. Welcome home, baby.
Thank you.
Yay. Welcome home. We love you, Hot Spark. Yeah.
Thank you. Hi, people.
Hey, this is Randy Rhodes, host of the Randy Rhodes After Hours podcast. If you love this episode, you're going to love the whole show. Every week we talk about everything that matters to you, from our future as a democracy to our existence on this here planet. Find it all at sexyliberal.com on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and anywhere and everywhere you get your podcasts.